Thanks for calling Carolina Heating Service. Someone will be with you momentarily.
Oh, hi. We were hoping you'd call. Not that we're happy you're having problems with your indoor comfort, but if you are, we welcome.
Thank you for calling Carolina Heating Service. Wanda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Wanda, is Scott there?
I'm not sure. I'll be happy to check. And you are?
My name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff.
Curtis?
It's Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Okay, and is he expecting your call?
My call's about some financing the company did through GE back in 2011. So is Scott available, or?
I don't know. He'll ask who it is and what it's in regard to if I do find him. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
The opportunity to make things right again. So that we may enhance your customer service experience, we now have extended service hours, including no overtime on Saturdays. To find out more about our company, we invite you to visit us online at carolinaheating.com. Ask about our special financing offers and our longer service hours with no overtime charges on Saturday.
Sir, he is not in the building, but I have a general manager here. Would you like to speak with her, or would you like Scott's voicemail?
Yeah, I'll speak with her. What's her name? I'm sorry.
Okay. It's Connie. Let me see if she's available. Hold on one second.
Okay, thank you.
If it's time to replace your comfort system, you probably have a few questions, like what size unit will work best for your home, or if a zone system would be more efficient than a traditional one. Fortunately, Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Just schedule a consultation, and one of our friendly technicians will visit your home to help you decide what kind of equipment will suit your needs. Be sure to preview your options online at carolinaheating.com.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Connie. How may I help you?
Hey, Connie. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I was actually trying to follow up on some finance offers the bank mailed out to the business about mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, and it was based on some financing you guys did with GE back in 2011. Are you familiar with that?
I'm trying to think what we would have financed in 2011.
Yeah, I know. It was a while back.
through GE at that.
Yeah, it might have been like some capital or equipment.
It would have been equipment, maybe. I think at one point we had gotten one skid steer. Yeah, I think that was it. And then
the skid steer.
I traded that and got a different one. Yep. So what can I help you with?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had the business pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like about up to $250,000. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you got in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Today, nothing, but tomorrow could change. You never know.
Yeah.
So you want to email me your information?
What's a good email for you?
ccaldwell@carolinaheating.net.
@carolinaheating.net.
Yes.
All right. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email.
And I'm an email hoarder, so, I always have it in my email. When I'm ready, I'll just go back and search.
All right. Sounds good. Out of curiosity, if we could get you up to $250,000, I mean, is there anything you guys could do with it to improve the business at all?
Probably. Just different avenues to think about. I'll certainly let Scott know that that's out there. Once you send me the email, I'll send it to him too, so he'll know that that's there. What kind of interest rates on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have, a couple different programs, do equipment financing. And that's, like your mm-hmm. typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and typically mm-hmm. rates start in the, mid single digits on up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, working capital is a fairly new program. Have you worked with working capital in the past, or?
No.
Okay, it's like, you know, your typical line of credit, but it allows you to access more cash than a line of credit. And we're able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Mm-hmm.
Have you never used that, or do you use a line of credit, rather?
No, we don't.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's most companies, you know, use it as like a cushion, if you will, or like sometimes construction companies, you know, they need to front some money for projects
because
they don't get paid for. Yeah. So those are typical. Well, so what would you guys be kind of looking at, like equipment or more capital?
Maybe more capital.
More capital. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, how much would you guys like want, or would you, you know, need?
I don't know. Just to know what you had out there, and we have not really done line of credit loans in the past. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when we are working on larger projects, we're not getting paid for 60 days on it, and we're having to pay, equipment or labor on it. So it would just be a way to kind of float that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly what it's used for. And it's so frustrating that you guys have to deal with that. But it's typically, do you have contracts set up now, and then, or are you still like kind of building them for the summer? Like, how does that work, really?
When we're doing generators,
mm-hmm.
we do a lot of commercial generators, and so that project could take, you know, 2 months from beginning to end, and then if we build the end of it, and then we're not getting paid, but we don't have, you know, a lot of contracts right now. It's just something to think about as we kind of grow that side of the business.
Yeah.
We're looking at different avenues to kind of grow that, but then at the same time, like you said, we don't have the working capital to float, mm-hmm. you know, more than a project or two at a time.
Yeah.
We've got the capacity to do the work, but when you're looking at equipment that's, you know, $30,000 installed, mm-hmm. you know, just the equipment, you know, we have to pay our vendor for that, and then we sometimes have to wait to be paid. So.
Yeah, as that is, you know, the nature
so that's
of
the, you know.
Yeah.
So that may be something that, you know, kind of going forward, we're just kind of on that side as we're really kind of growing that side of the business.
Oh,
it's been slow grow for us because it's not been our forte. And so selling business to business is, you know, we're learning it's a lot different than selling residential equipment. Mm-hmm. Everything we do on the residential side is a COD. We're going to collect mm-hmm. when we're done, like that day. Or But you can't demand the same things on the other side. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if you could certainly send some information on that.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the hurdles that, you know, we'll end up looking, you know, facing down that in the future. So.
In the future. Okay. And when did, you know, have those, like, kind of projects coming up? Like, is that in the next month or the next couple of weeks?
We don't really have, you know, we've got a couple projects now, but they're spaced out so far apart. We're okay. But once if we really get into this the way we want to, mm-hmm. then, you know, we would hope to do one a week. And then, you know. So, you know, but we don't have it. It's not lined up yet, so.
It's not lined up. Okay. Well, what were sales like for you guys last year? Like,
overall, our sales were $9.5 million.
Okay, great.
But this is like a new side for us. So we hope to increase our sales on this side by, you know, maybe $500,000 to $800,000 more.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know. With our working capital program, we're generally able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So based off, you know, your gross annual sales being around 9 mil, we could get you around, you know, 900,000. You know, it could be more, it could be less, depending on what you guys qualify for. And, like, so you guys would be able to use that, you know, for those projects. I mean, what would your expected return on, you know, investment or ROI, like, for these projects? Are you going to kind of try to get, you guys shooting for like 10 million or how you guys, what are you guys doing?
Our return on investment?
Yeah. So like for these projects, is this going to, you know, allow you to expand more? Or are you guys going to, you know, double your money through these projects? Like,
we're just going to grow the company.
Oh, you're just growing. Okay. So you get more contracts. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Great. And how would you guys, you know, kind of rate your guys' credit, like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. It's probably middle.
Middle? Okay, that's great. We have, you know, programs that work with tiers A to D, you know, the important mm-hmm. thing is the loans are primarily based on sales. So if you got, mm-hmm. you know, good sales, we assume you can cash flow the note. And well, have you guys, like, kind of looked, you know, elsewhere for funding or?
No.
No, just kind of playing with the idea. Okay.
Yeah, it was just a thought. You called, and so
yeah, no.
I would ask. And as we continue to grow, like I said, it is something we know that we're going to, you know, one of the challenges that we will face in the future.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
If
that's
you
great.
Just email me some information, uh-huh. you know, okay. that would be great.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll send you, you know, some info. I'll also send you, like, okay. you know, an application. It's a real simple process. It's like a...
Okay.
It's along with, like, a short list of documents that we'll need if you guys want to go ahead and proceed. I'm probably just going to need, like, a one-page app. 6 months banks on your most recent tax return. And do you guys take credit cards by any chance? Like, do
we
you trust? Okay. So in that case, they just need like the 4 months merchant statements, and that's just to evaluate the cash flow of the company, so they don't, you know, get you anything that you can't. Yes, it's a burden to the business.
If we decide that we want to, you know, kind of move forward like that, I'll get you all that information.
Okay, sounds good. So that that email, C. Caldwell. Let me check the spelling. It's C.
Caldwell.
Okay. At Carolina Heating.
Caldwell Heating.
Uh huh.
.net.
.net. Okay. Oh, so that was CCALD.
Uh huh.
Okay, Caldwell. Okay, at CarolinaHeating.net. Alrighty, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over an email along with that information, and when's a good time to kind of, you know, follow up with you?
Maybe in a month or so.
Okay. Alright.
Okay.
Alright, sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Thanks for your time.
Alright, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.